WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The state
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A jury will decide if a Green Bay woman will go to prison or a mental hospital for killing her boyfriend last year. It's one of the most sensational murder trials in Wisconsin in recent memory. Pete Schwaba has more.
The second phase of the Taylor Shab Business trial starts today. The woman on trial for the murder and mutilation of Shad Therian was found guilty yesterday by a jury that deliberated for roughly 30 minutes. Testimony from phase one of the trial included a video where Shab Business went into graphic detail about how she dismembered Therian's body. Shab Business has been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. Phase two of the trial will focus on whether or not Shab Business was responsible for the crime or was suffering from a mental disease at the time. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
Some help is coming for cash-strapped programs and services in Wisconsin's biggest county. The Milwaukee County Board passed a sales tax increase today that will reportedly bring in $82 million more a year. County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
We heard how bleak the county's fiscal situation is and how our non-mandated services like parks and transit, as well as human services, are threatened if we do not enact a solution.
The vote was 15-3. The sales tax boost would save Milwaukee County from bankruptcy. County Executive David Crowley is expected to sign it next Wednesday. The first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee is less than a month away, and former President Donald Trump is holding on to a commanding lead. More from Luke Mathers.
The latest Marquette University Law School poll finds Trump leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis 46% to 22%. That's among registered Republican voters and independents who say they lean Republican. The rest of the GOP candidates are all in the single digits. Trump has suggested he might skip the Milwaukee debate. Marquette pollsters also asked who people would vote for in a general election race against President Biden. Trump ties with Biden 50-50, and DeSantis leads Biden 51-48. Both results are well within the poll's margin of error. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
A doctor from Wisconsin is the first openly gay leader of the American Medical Association. Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld is with Frederick Healthcare and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says he'll fight healthcare laws that discriminate against people. In 2019, Ehrenfeld himself said he wasn't allowed to give blood. That rule got changed this year. Ehrenfeld also promises to push back against bans on abortion and gender-affirming care. People with disabilities are looking for a place to go deer hunting in Wisconsin this fall. The Department of Natural Resources is asking landowners to host disabled hunts. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. The second phase of the Taylor Shab Business trial starts today. The woman on trial for the murder and mutilation of Shad Therian was found guilty yesterday by a jury that deliberated for roughly 30 minutes. Testimony from phase one of the trial included a video where Shab Business went into graphic detail about how she dismembered Therian's body. Prosecutors also showed a selfie Shab Business took of her holding a photo of Jeffrey Dahmer. Shab Business has been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. Phase two of the trial will focus on whether or not Shab Business was responsible for the crime or was suffering from a mental disease at the time. A missing teenager has been found and is safe. 13-year-old Tryson Treptow was last seen Tuesday night, but the City of Ripon Police Department announced shortly after 3 p.m. yesterday that Treptow had been found. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Packers defense wins the day again. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where it was day two of the Packers training camp. Hot, sunny, 87 degrees. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for while the players are still practicing in helmets and shorts with no shoulder pads.
More than anything, just the things that we can control, that's what we're looking at, especially early on, just the energy, the attitude, the effort. Certainly there's a lot of things from an execution standpoint that we have to clean up.
For a second day, the defense won during the competition period in game-like conditions. That meant the entire offense had to do push-ups. Running back A.J. Dillon.
It's awesome having those competition periods. We'll start winning some of these, but yeah, they got the first two.
The crowds here at training camp have been supportive of Jordan Love replacing Rodgers. It wasn't that way when Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. I asked Love if he ever talked with Aaron about the summer of 2008 when he was booed by fans at family night.
Yeah, I mean, those things we've talked about when the time we were both here together. You know, he kind of talked about how it was for him and obviously Brett leaving and things like that, his transition. And obviously, you know, he said it was hard as well.
Does Love still talk to Rodgers?
Yeah, no. Aaron reached out to me last night and that's exactly what he said. Yeah, he said, just be yourself, have fun, enjoy it. You know, it's obviously my time now. And he just said, you know, be yourself.
The New York Jets are reportedly going to interview former Vikings running back Dalvin Cook. That's a day after Aaron Rodgers announced he was giving the team back $35 million of the $110 million on his contract. Baseball, the Brewers make a trade. They've sent a prospect to Pittsburgh for Pirates veteran first baseman Carlos Santana. 37 years old, he has 12 home runs this season, an on-base percentage of .732. Christian Yelich says they need to step up their offense.
We could obviously do better. We've had bright spots, but obviously some rough spots. And, you know, we just got to find a way to cash runs in and get as many as we can, because obviously our pitching staff and our defense does a great job every night and keeps us in it. But if we keep pushing runs across and just find different ways and get creative there.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports from training camp in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday feels like a Friday. Wish it was. Dom, how are you feeling, man? The happy hour. You lubricated. You ready for this?
Oh, man, we're getting there. It's a happy hour, man. It's Friday Eve. It's summertime in the Midwest. It's a good day, man.
It is. And I did confirm, because I don't want you to be a liar, Dom. Congressman Derek Van Orden is indeed the number one trending story on the Hill. Mostly his jackassery, right?
That's terrible.
His rudeness, his cursing out 16 and 17-year-old pages.
Lambasting 16 and 17-year-old pages for lying on the floor and taking pictures of the rotunda of the dome at the Capitol.
Senate pages. Aren't you a congressman? They probably outrank you.
Right.
Dominic, the other big story I had seen, at least I perceive as a big story, Trump's attorneys met with the special counsel today, and part of their plan, delay. I had heard strategically Trump felt like, or his team felt like, if they could meet with the special counsel today, they could hold off the indictments perhaps for a couple of weeks. And I mean, it's all about trying to run out the clock here, Dom, because of course he's guilty. We know he's guilty. We've heard the tapes, 780
votes. Yes.
I mean, the smoking gun's been out there for going on 2 years. So, when's it going to be Jack Smith Day up in here, Dom? How are we going to celebrate that? The January 6th, the insurrection. That is really what I want history to judge the former for. That's the real crime. And I know he committed lots of crimes, but that's the only one I care about. That's the one that I want history to judge him for. And it ain't just him, Dom. He's got a lot of co-conspirators.
Curdy, on this topic, Maggie Haberman and others reporting at the New York Times, lawyers for Trump met on Thursday with officials in the Office of Special Counsel as federal prosecutors edged closer to bringing an indictment against Trump in connection with wide-ranging efforts to overturn the 2020 election, according to three people familiar with the matter. It was not immediately clear what subjects were discussed at the meeting or if Mr. Smith took part. But similar gatherings are often used by defense lawyers as a last-ditch effort to argue against charges being filed or to convey their version of the facts and the law. On Thursday, the prosecutors were said to have listened courteously without signaling their intentions beyond what they had conveyed in an earlier letter to the former president as Mr. Trump's lawyers made their arguments. In a post following the meeting on his Truthy Social site, Trump said his lawyers had a productive meeting with the prosecutors. He said they explained to Smith's team that, quote, I did nothing wrong, was advised by many lawyers, and that an indictment of me would only further destroy our country. I think it would actually strengthen our country, Trump.
You know, there are new indictments that have dropped just within the last 3 minutes. Now, I'm not against the president or the former, as the case may be, depending on whether or not you think it's rigged and he's still the super secret Mar-a-Lago president or not.
Well, he is the president, Curdy.
But a second Trump aide has been charged in the classified documents case. New reporting over at the Washington Post, Perry Stein, Devlin Barrett. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges today against longtime Mar-a-Lago employee of former President Donald Trump, according to court records in Florida. Carlos de Oliveira is the second Trump aide to be charged in the documents case. Another, Walty Nauta, was charged alongside Trump in June with helping the former president mislead investigators as they sought to retrieve all the classified documents, not just the ones he wanted to get back, the third time they asked, that remained at the former president's home and private club after he left the White House, mostly in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, as near as I could tell, Dom. The charging document against De Oliveira was not immediately unsealed, but prosecutors have pressed him to explain his actions in June of 21 when he helped Nauta move boxes around Trump's home, and in July when he allegedly had conversations with others about security camera footage. People familiar with the investigation have said investigators grew increasingly skeptical of De Oliveira's answers as the investigation proceeded. How do you think, how skeptical of Trump's answers do you think they're going to be? No immediate comment from attorneys, et cetera, but he faces 37 separate counts. 31, are we talking about the former? Or are we talking about this guy?
I think that's about regarding the former. Yeah.
So right, more so Trump
a little progress.
Charged
not today. Not the one we're waiting for, not the one that would cause what Fannie Willis, Fulton County DA in Georgia to start to erect barriers around their buildings.
So tell us about that.
Here in D.C., the cops have been conveying and talking to each other about, you know, defense of their buildings as well.
I want to hear more about the barricades in Georgia, Dom. What can you tell me?
I don't have anything in front of me. Just heard the news reports. I'll see what I can dig up.
All right, man. I'll look forward to you digging something up. 844-967-2789. I look forward to you, our fair audience, playing along. It's the Happier Happy Hour, the Thursday edition. Perhaps an early grievance. We'll see. How do I get to the phones here? The phones are right there, and I'm going with Mark from the SAC first today. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Thanks. And it's becoming more and more the angry hour rather than the happy hour. That it just is. It just more and more the criminality of all these people is just more and more apparent. I mean, Derek Van Orden, chewing out pages that are doing what. Taking pictures, probably tell you, you know, that's a good place to tell how to take a picture of the Capitol Dome, is laying on your back and looking up. I mean, and who the hell does he think he is chewing people out for just having a little fun? I mean, that there's.
He's the one that determines, you know, what is honoring, you know, the Civil War dead. You know, to MAGA, you know, the honoring. He didn't bring anything up about his insurrectionist buddies, you know, crapping all over the walls about the MAGA walking through. Congress, yeah, hang Mike Pence. You didn't talk about those things. You didn't talk about that. What about that hallowed ground?
Yeah, and how about the hauling of Confederate flags around in our Capitol? I mean, the flag,
yeah, right.
The flag of the traitorous Confederacy. I mean, that it just is mind numbing that a man like that can get elected to office, and a man like that who served our country and apparently forgot his oath. Because you become an officer of the United States, you also take an oath to the Constitution. I mean, he just doesn't seem to get it. He just doesn't, you know, that. I mean, I'm becoming harder and harder on this issue is that all these people, their failure to condemn the insurrection and the fake electors thing and all Trump's actions, illegal actions on trying to stay in office, their failure to condemn it is just... It just seems to me a betrayal of their oath.
Mark, I agree. There's lots of oath betrayals that go on. Yes, Dom.
Crudy, you wanted some reporting on the issue here from AtlantaNewsFirst.com.
Bring it to me, fella. Fulton County, what's happening?
Security barriers were spotted going up Thursday outside of Fulton County Courthouse, fueling more online speculation of President Donald Trump former President Donald Trump, sorry, will face legal challenges in connection to his attempt to overturn Georgia's 2020 election.
You feel like it's a horse race between Jack Smith and Fonnie Willis, who can charge
a little bit
the January 6th crimes, the electioneering, insurrectioneering crimes first?
Also being reported at the Daily Beast, another potential indictment, barricades sprung up around the courthouse. New Yorker writer Charles Bethia posed a video showing newly erected barricades near the Fulton County Courthouse. Yeah, so that's happening right now.
844-967-2789. I believe it's Naval calling from Cobb. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Naval.
Did my name is LaVale.
Oh, okay, LaVea. Welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys' show in the dialogue that you present. But I got to say one thing that when the debate comes between Donald Trump, if he gets that far, and Joe Biden, then the Democrats are going to be shaking in their boots. Because that Joe Biden, I don't know if he's all there. I don't know if the man is all there. And it's a crime that the Democrats put him on stage and humiliate that man. And even his own family does it. That's a crime.
But you're okay with Trump going out there, man? Because I have not been overly impressed with his cognitive abilities.
Like I say, my man, we'll see when the time comes. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, hang on. You have any comments on the impending? Oh, I guess he does not. Trump won't be there, man. Come on.
Well, he's implying that Trump's going to win the primary and go debate Joe and the general. You know, he'll show up for the general because then he needs the debate. Right now, polling 50-50. That is surprising to me. Surprisingly close. Marquette University Law School polling. Our pal Charles Franklin dropped some national polling. The DeSantis polling, and of course, he is the worst candidate this side of Scott Walker, so DeSantis won't actually be the nominee, but actually does better head-to-head, at least in this newest polling, against Joe Biden. He's up 3. Trump's even. But that's damn scary. I mean, whether or not we agree with the last caller, there are a lot of people that do. They question whether or not Joe Biden is the candidate that best represents them. The nation, if he still got his gumption, the most appealing thing about Joe Biden is his ability to beat Donald Trump, historically speaking.
And that he's not Donald Trump. And Joe Biden, I mean, if you look at the record, I mean, we got GDP today is higher than we thought. Inflation is starting to get in check. I mean, yeah, he's getting old. What are you going to do? Chris Sununu interviewed on CNN today. Well, he's got a theory that Joe's going to announce a replacement at some point.
Gobble up all the superdelegates or whatever. I mean, who's he running against? Robert Kennedy? Marion Williamson?
Right.
I mean, he's going to win the nomination. And then what if he steps back and says, candidate who? Kamala?
Who?
Do you give it to your VP?
Yeah, that would be logical, I guess.
Well, his approval rating was 42%, 57 disapprove. I'd hate to see the polling on Kamala. It's less.
Man, I tell you what, I appreciate the last caller and all that, but I would vote for anybody. I would vote for Joe Biden or Weekend at Bernie's Joe Biden over ever letting a guy like Donald Trump get near the halls of power again. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocate. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
Rock it. Yeah. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Severe thunderstorm watch continues until 11 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 69. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 92.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. The Chiron on MSNBC right now. Breaking news. DOJ charges Trump with new count in Dox case. Now, I haven't been able to find anything on that yet, but that is what MSNBC is reporting right now.
Don, we've got some breaking news of the weather variety here in the great state of Wisconsin. We welcome back Corey Hartman. To give our audience, especially those in the north, an update. Corey, what do you got for us?
Yeah, northwestern corner of the state, very active here today with an enhanced risk of severe weather. Severe thunderstorm warning for basically the Amory to Turtle Lake area right now. Severe thunderstorm warning for Barron and Polk counties goes until 6 p.m. Severe thunderstorm located just northeast of Amory, still with tennis ball size hail and 70 mile per hour wind gusts. That is heading toward Clayton and Turtle Lake right now. So if you're in Clayton or Turtle Lake, be prepared for that tennis ball size hail. We also have flash flood warnings now for areas just north of Hayward running up toward the Cable vicinity. This is a flash flood warning for Bayfield, Douglas, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. That goes until 9 p.m. tonight. Up to 4.5 inches of rain has already fallen, and another 1 to 3 inches is possible over the next hour or so. And flash flooding is ongoing or will start shortly. And that's, of course, all based on the radar picture, which does not look great in that area. East of there, near Draper and over toward Glidden and just northwest of Park Falls, there are two tornado warnings that are in effect. That is a tornado warning for south central Ashland County until 5:45 and a tornado warning for northwestern Price and east central Sawyer County until 5:45 and a tornado possible near the winter area. So we've really got it all kind of going on in the north and northwestern portion of the state.
Corey Hartman, thank you for the update. Keep us posted. If there's more severe weather, we will let you know first. Keep it locked. 1260 AM in Amory, 910 AM in the Hayward area, and all across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. Dom, back to the politicking. What do you got for us? Because I know another Trump aide has been charged in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents, but you implied something bigger was afoot.
Along with that, again, breaking news, MSNBC reporting, the Department of Justice charges Trump with a new count of willful retention of national defense information on the documents case, a new count against Donald Trump.
Willful retention of what? National
defense information.
Not the big one. I'm waiting for the big one, man. When's where we're going to drop the big one?
I know, but you know, we got one. We got a new Trump indictment today. I mean, that's something. That's something. It's not the big one. Maybe we have to wait till what? Grand jury in D.C. on the January 6th insurrection meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Apparently they did not meet last Tuesday. Apparently they met today for quite some time. No indictments announced today. So perhaps what, next week? Hell, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Who knows? I just know that Trump probably won't be sleeping too well, and it's not the Ritalin.
Dominic, logically, and I'm just doing back of the envelope sort of rational math, we're going to see an indictment probably coming out of Fulton County tomorrow. You don't put it up on Thursday if you plan on keeping it up for the whole weekend. You're doing it so you can drop the indictments on Friday. We're going to have a fun show. Hope
Fulton County could drop tomorrow. I mean,
that's my implication.
Jack Smith could drop tomorrow. I mean, who knows? But what you think Fulton County, because they're putting up the barriers outside the courthouse right now?
Well, I would think so. I mean, if you're trying to low key this, right, getting ready for what comes next week, Friday at like 6 o'clock, run the guys out there with the barricades. But if you put them out there on Thursday down, there's still business to be done in that building this week. Why are you barricading the building before the weekend? I say, because you plan on indicting or at least publicly releasing the indictments tomorrow, Friday. Because it's a race. Right now, it's a race. Who's going to charge first? You wonder if Jack Smith has called down to Fulton County and said, hey, what do you got? Right? Multi-jurisdictional. These are related crimes. And did you see the latest? Rudy Giuliani effectively admitting he was lying about the conduct of poll workers. This very same rationale for why the election should be overturned, at least in part, because they had lots of lies.
Wait, you're telling me that Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was lying about these poll workers, you know, who had a pastor daughter a ginger mint? And then Donald Trump says it was a flash drive and what? And Rudy Giuliani was all over that? Shocking. Dominic, I'm sure every Republican will retract all their criticism from here on out.
Well, there's one Republican of conscience making a plea at this hour. At least I found the story at the Raw story at this hour. Gabriel Sterling, the Republican chief operating officer of the Georgia Secretary of State's office, made a fresh plea to Trump supporters in the wake of the former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's admission that he made false statements about Georgia poll workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Writing on Twitter, Sterling said that Giuliani's admission should make Trump supporters realize that they were fed nonstop falsehoods about the 2020 presidential election. I don't know if you know this, Don, but Joe Biden won that election. Rudy Giuliani admits that he lied about Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman. We've known for years that he lied about them and the events at the State Farm Arena. And for those that still believe they was widespread voter fraud, these people are admitting they lied to you. And he lied in a defamation case. How was that a defense? Oh, sure, I lied. First Amendment. That's Rudy's defense somehow. This is the lawyer that was advising the Trump team on the insurrection. The same guy that's using a legal defense. Sure, I lied. In a defamation suit. I got to tell you, I'm not a lawyer, Dom, but I don't see the logic there.
Well, I'll tell you what, some of that logic could be maybe he flipped. And part of that is, on other cases, he's already said that, so he has to follow through with it. On this case, folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Breaking the law. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With no end in sight to the heat wave gripping most of the country, White House taking action to help communities cope.
President Biden is ordering the Labor Department to declare a hazard alert, which reassures that workers have heat-related protections under federal law. It also reminds employers of their responsibilities to protect workers during extreme heat. The Labor Department also says it will ramp up inspections in high-risk workplaces like agriculture and construction. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Grand jury in Washington, D.C. has convened, reviewing evidence in the special counsel's investigation into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Earlier today, Trump's attorneys met with the special counsel's team. Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into the city of Memphis and its police department. That follows the beating death of Tyree Nichols after he was stopped by officers for a traffic violation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A house fire earlier today in Appleton caused $100,000 of damage. According to WLUK-TV, fire crews were called to the 1400 block of North Appleton Street. The incident happened around 9 a.m. this morning after reports of smoke coming from the roof. No one was hurt. Neighbors say no one was home at the time of the incident. Officials are looking into what caused the fire.
A missing camper in Manitowoc County has been found. According to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office, the 67-year-old Sturgeon Bay man was reported missing shortly before 10 p.m. Tuesday night near Point Beach State Park. Deputies were informed that the man had early-stage dementia, was on foot, and did not have a phone with him. After an initial search came up empty, officials called in a drone, canine unit, and extra manpower to search the densely wooded area. The man was found shortly before 2 a.m., disoriented and with minor injuries, for which he was treated and released. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, Friday Eve, happier, happy hour, but damn, unsettled weather all across northern Wisconsin. We got friends and listeners all across the state. Corey Hartman, give them an update. Where's the unsettled weather?
Well, the severe thunderstorm warning near the Amory area has been canceled. Don't forget about the flash flood warning that is north of Hayward. But for the rest of northern Wisconsin and northeastern Wisconsin, a new severe thunderstorm watch has been issued. A watch means that conditions are favorable for severe storms. And in this case, we are talking about damaging winds with isolated gusts to 75 miles per hour and large hail, all possible. This includes our friends in Wausau, Green Bay, and Appleton. And And this severe thunderstorm watch goes until 11 p.m. tonight. Right now, the strongest storms are basically from the Ironwood, Michigan area down to just northwest of Eau Claire, and they are going to continue east and southeast across a good chunk of northern Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan tonight.
Corey, I don't see any troubled weather outlook in the southern Wisconsin part, but when it's 91 degrees, sunny and humid, could we still see some weather rumble up here in southern Wisconsin?
There's always a chance, like you said, with this type of humidity, there is a marginal risk of severe weather. Basically, the risk gets larger, higher, as you go further north in Wisconsin today. So there's a possibility of an isolated pop-up storm here that could go severe, but the further north you are today, the better chance of severe weather. And again, 75-mile-per-hour winds, we could blow down some trees, maybe a lot of trees here tonight.
If you're listening on WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, or WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, you may have severe weather coming your way. Corey Hartman, appreciate the update, my friend.
You bet.
Dom, back to you, man, unless you're just raging at the...
Oh, man, the news continues
unofficial Don Quixote. You're raging at the storms and the windmills.
Just reporting the news, baby. That's what we do, and we give a little opinion out there as well.
You know, the windmills will give you cancer. That's what the last guy told me.
That's what I heard. You got to watch out for that, man. On the Fox Fraud News app, I got a message here. I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to read their reporting, but here is a quote from the Department of Justice. Here's what they say. Today, a superseding indictment was returned by a grand jury in the Southern District of Florida that adds one defendant and four charges to the prior indictment filed against Donald J. Trump and Waltine Nauta. The superseding indictment adds a new charge, new count charging Trump with one additional count of willful retention of national defense information. Carlos de Oliveira, 56 of Palm Beach Gardens in Florida, has been added to the obstruction conspiracy charged in the original indictment, the DOJ said.
Now, I understand he's a custodial worker at the Mar-a-Lago. This is not a high-level Trump org exec or something.
The superseding indictment also charges Trump, De Oliveira, and Nauta with two new obstruction counts based on allegations the defendants attempted to delete surveillance video footage at the Mar-a-Lago club in the summer of 22. They caught him trying to wipe the tapes, you know, with a cloth. Finally, the superseding indictment also charges De Oliveira with false statements and representations in a voluntary interview with the FBI on January 13th of 23. He has been summoned to appear at 10:30 a.m. on July 31st, 2023, courtroom number 5 of the James L. King Federal Courthouse in Miami. Again, a superseding indictment charges Trump on these other two with two new obstruction counts based on allegations they attempted to delete surveillance video. Duh. Of course they did.
And then tomorrow, Crudy would predict, only predicated on the fact that Fulton County in Georgia is putting up courthouse barricades. And they're doing so on Thursday, not like Friday late afternoon. They're doing so on Thursday, which would indicate to me they still got a little business at the courthouse on Friday. Maybe some indictments to unseal for the public, Dom. But my understanding is there has been a race on in the Fulton County that the Department of Justice would like to precede Fulton County in their charges on the January 6th. And we've heard they were imminent. We know that Trump's lawyers went down there and they had a good meeting with the Department of Justice prosecutors.
A productive meeting, Trump truthied out today. Yes, a productive meeting.
What's that mean? They delayed it for one more day. You didn't get indicted on the January 6th, although they did literally add charges and indict you additionally on the Mar-a-Lago today. So
today.
Like a good day for the man is he only had one new indictment added to his wanted for list, right?
I'm curious, Republicans, do you think that's problematic? If, and we saw some of this national polling from Marquette University Law School polling, Charles Franklin. Thank you, Charles. Check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. If as 50% of the Republicans now think that he actually had, you know, documents he perhaps should not have had, classified documents. And if we know that there were several attempts to obtain these documents, And then they had to go after her and subpoena. Trump apparently doesn't know what a subpoena was. When he was asked about who's, guiding his faith journey, he talked about he never knew what a subpoena was until he became president. He had a really nice life. So nobody's guiding Trump's faith journey. But they also subpoenaed. They also wanted the video, the security tapes, the footage. And apparently, shockingly not, Trump and his crew, including the new guy, tried to delete some of that data. That seems a little problematic, right? I mean, if you're issued a lawful subpoena to provide, security camera footage, shouldn't you provide the security camera footage, Republicans? Should you not comply with a lawful subpoena, Republicans?
Depends on if the crime captured on the tape is greater than the obstruction of justice charge. Which one's going to get me more time in prison? Right? Because, if it's really bad what's on the tape, I'm also getting out the magnet and hitting the old DVR.
Well, it's amazing how the server room continues to flood. This happens. So Carlos de Oliveira, 56 of Palm Beach, if he is, not a highly paid Trump executive, he's just working
custodial.
He's working at the joint and doing what the boss... I don't know. We'll see what happens. They charged him. Perhaps he had an opportunity to play ball and he declined to do so. But once again, more charges added to Donald Trump in a superseding indictment unsealed today in Florida.
What's very interesting to me? None of the other candidates on the Republican side, Trump gets indicted and he gets better, stronger. He's like the 6 million indictment man. Somehow the base finds him more attractive with each new felonious charge.
He's doing it for you. He's deleting the security video that he was supposed to turn over that was to show what was going on. He deleted that for you. He paid off the porn star before the election for you. He did it for you.
But if you're Ron DeSantis, if you're Tim Scott, or hell, if you're Mike Pence, and you think to yourself a politician, you think the people should vote for me, and you want to run for office, the highest office, the most powerful office in the world, perhaps, the presidency of the United States, and you're afraid to call out your political opponent who's been further indicted. Like, if you can't say, I'm better than the 72 times indicted guy, if you're like, well, they're being pretty harsh on the guy, well, guess what? You don't get to be the president. So the crazy thing is, it doesn't matter how many charges come against Trump, unless he can do some sort of a sidewinder of a plea deal where he promises to vacate the candidacy, not go to prison. He spends his life in exile at Mar-a-Lago or maybe in Russia. Or I don't know what sort of deal. But let's say he jumps out, Dom. There's still no other Republican worth a damn. Nobody's going to really, really like Ron DeSantis. I know everybody's second or third choice.
It's a placeholder, right? It's going to be a placeholder. Perhaps we'll see what goes down. If Trump is off, lots of variables here. But if Trump's taken off the table, what do you got left? Well, it's DeSantis, and as we've seen, DeSantis is the number two, according to Marquette polling released today.
But unless Trump's in prison, in solitary, he's not going to not meddle into the primary contest, right? Even if Trump withdraws, he's still going to expect loyalty. Come kiss the ring in my ass. Trump's going to expect all these candidates on the Republican side to come bow down. Now he's the kingmaker, right? And it continues to make my point. How can you be a weak human being and also want to have the most difficult and strongest job in the world? Right. Whether you're Scott Walker, Ron DeSantis, or any of these guys running for vice president, if you're not willing to stand up and call a feloniously indicted 70-something count former president for what he is, a criminal, you probably don't deserve that job.
Well, and then you have to wonder, again, also Washington Post reporting, the new indictment adds to, put a finer point on it, a total of four charges to the earlier case. All three defendants are now charged with altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing an object, as well as a similar crime of corruptly altering, destroying, mutilating, or concealing a document or object.
And if you're just jumping in the, if you're just jumping in the car and you don't realize he's talking about defendant Trump, Trump has been newly indicted by the Department of Justice this afternoon. I'm sorry to interrupt. Not everyone's up to speed.
Well, stay up to speed. Listen to Devil's Advocates 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. That's all we ask for. Hell, you can listen to the podcast and in the car as well. So, yes, more indictments against Donald Trump for trying to delete these recordings, these tapes. And, of course, you got to wonder, what's on it? So that's what I want to know. So, and this is going to be great. So how does this play out? So, obviously, the DOJ, you know, found out or has a whim, has evidence that Donald Trump and these guys tried to delete something. So maybe they found original source. Maybe they actually have it. Maybe it was deleted off of OneDrive, but it's still in the cloud. I mean, who knows how that all goes out? Maybe they use some really fancy, you know, high-tech investigative tools. I don't know. But what I do want to know is, what did they delete? Who was on that tape? What did they not want DOJ to see? What did they not want the American people to see? Let's not forget about this, folks, including you Republicans. If this was Hunter Biden's laptop and he was trying to delete all sorts of stuff to keep his ass out of jail, you'd be all over it, right? Right? So how about some consistency in your criticism and your analysis? If you got a problem with people deleting evidence that should be turned over to the DOJ, which is, of course, works for the American people, because we got a president who was apparently hanging on willful retention of national security documents on top of trying to delete the videos. That's problematic, right?
Of course it was willful. They're my documents.
You can say it. It doesn't make it true. 844-967-2789.
You don't believe him when he said he declassified them all in his mind?
I'm sure he did. He looks in the mirror and I'm sure he did in his head, but that's not a thing. You know, these aren't things. These are asinine, stupid crimes. Because, of course, what is the value of the crown jewels? I mean, Donald Trump had secret documents he should not have had. And why did he have them? Well, I would submit that he has them because they're valuable. And you don't give something up that's valuable for free. You keep it. You leverage it. Hell, maybe they're already copied and distributed. We don't know the extent of the damage that has already been done by this guy. You think for a minute that if these super valuable documents haven't been leveraged and sold and bartered or whatever by Donald Trump, that's what he does. That's exactly what he does. Of course it has.
You totally misconstrued, Dom. The man just had some personal effects in the boxes, some clothes, some shoes,
golf shirts,
some financial records he couldn't let be public. So, you know,
yada, yada, yada.
You end up with like 132 boxes full of classified documents back at the bathroom in Mar-a-Lago.
I mean,
it just happens. It's happened to all of us, hasn't it?
All the time. Right? Right?
Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. Only one caller in the queue, and it's CJ. So if you don't call, CJ's next. 844-967-2789.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit
at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Severe thunderstorm watch continues until 11 p.m. tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 69. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 92.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789 and certainly stick around. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, we spoke of the uncivil behavior of Derek Van Orden, insurrectionist, on probation, my understanding, for taking a loaded handgun through an airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Congressman Van Orden from Wisconsin, yes.
Insurrectionist, congressman, you know, same.
Whatever, yeah.
I had implied from one of our fine sources that there were lots of alcohol bottles in his congressional office last night. And I have been vindicated by one of our fine listeners, Max Cohen, the original source. This has been viewed over 831,000 times. Per a source, here's a photo from last night of a bunch of alcohol in Van Orden's office. And you can see all the way from the front entry with the nameplate all the way to the big guy's office. And there is, I would count, Dom, at least 9 alcohol bottles on the desk. 9. I would count. Here is the rest of the statement. Van Orden and staff were heard partying loudly before he being the insurrectionist slash congressman from Wisconsin's third, before Van Orden cursed out a group of teenage Senate pages. I guess it was plural. Lots of them. You effing kids, get off the floor, you son of a guns. Lots of stuff you can't say on the radio, but I'm not drunk.
And now he's on probation, as you mentioned, right? For
that is my understanding.
Onto a plane, and
it was August of 22. It's not like that's ancient history. He's probably still on paper. I'm just saying.
And if that were to be the case, and I've never been on paper, Curdy, but
I have.
And when you were on paper, what were the rules of, you know, imbibing in, you know,
could not alcohol no or drugs alcohol or drugs were a term of my probation. Now I also
and if you were to be caught with those, what would have happened to you?
Probably slammer, man. You break the terms of one's probation, you can get thrown in jail, which I never got caught doing. I like the salty insurrectionist congressman from Wisconsin's third CD. I didn't bibe some while I was on probation, Dom, but you know, I wasn't a congressman cursing out young kids at the Capitol.
16 and 17-year-olds.
844-967-2789. Jim from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Well, I had 2 questions for you, but now that you went back to that, I got a third one if there's time for it.
Lay them on us, man.
I wanted to bring up, he keeps using this defense that, well, I had personal stuff in the boxes I needed to sort out. Is there any reporters out there that can go back through all the video footage to count how many times Donald Trump wore a golf shirt in the White House? Because I'm thinking there can't be that many of them that it would take that long to sort out, that he would need, what, 400 boxes to go through? Just a thought.
Well, it's all BS, Jim, of course, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. He certainly wouldn't disrespect the Oval Office by wearing a golf shirt from a crappy golf course in the Oval Office, right?
New York right. Times reporter Maggie Haberman said he was notorious for carrying around big stacks of crap with personal effects, newspaper clippings, classified documents, and probably naked pictures of his daughter. I don't know for sure, Jim, but it was probably all in the stack.
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
And secondly, he keeps saying, I did this for you. I did all of this for all of you out there. Well, since I always already assumed he would have to pay to have somebody to have sex with him, can I get my portion back?
One more, Jim. You got one more. Make it quick.
Yeah, well, okay. What's the third one, man?
The third one was about the probation. A number of years ago, I got busted for basically being Dom's soul brother. And my probation, because there was no alcohol involved, my paperwork said no excessive alcohol use. So they didn't tell me I couldn't drink.
That seems very subjective, Jim.
Nobody else ever seemed to have ever heard of that before, and I certainly hadn't, but I wasn't going to argue with the judge.
Hey, I'm a Wisconsinite. Excessive could mean half barrels.
Right? Well, I'm a home brewer, so, I mean, I've always got 10 or 15 gallons of brew around at the time, so you tell me what's excessive.
Well, that might be it, Jim. You might have crossed that threshold, sir, but I'm not a PO officer. 844-967-2789. Rico, how's your PO officer doing?
Hey, Rico.
Yeah, well, we're just only good. We just don't want to be excessive. Well, you got to remember where we're from. That gives you a whole lot of leeway there. Well, one phone call's excessive, the other guy calls, well, I'm just starting to catch a buzz. You know.
Depends on what your baseline is, Rico. Dom likes to Dom likes to be warm and fuzzy as a baseline.
Yeah, not that Death Star talk. Just be a warm, fuzzy blanket. I like that. There you go. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, you got anything for us, or are we just comparing drunken notes here?
Yeah. I got something for you. When this all gets done, we're getting about this time next year, I think the way this is going to go down, guys, is we the people are going to be Trump's jury. Think about it. Just think about it. We the people will make that call. I'm almost betting it. All right. That's all I got.
Thank you, Rico. Appreciate your call.
Man.
Did we get to Jack?
844-967-2789. We did not. Jack from the Mac, you're up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got?
Just a short comment on the poll. I find it incredibly difficult to believe that anyone would consider voting for any Republican, especially for president. Not one single one of those people in that party has completely repudiated and condemned what happened on January 6th, both the attempted physical violent coup and also the attempted political coup. I can't imagine anybody voting for any Republican that would obviously have approved of that. It amazes me. I'm sorry, but it boggles my mind.
Approve? Hell, Derek Van Orden participated.
He was there. A lot of them were there. Jack, it's a little stunning, but apparently what voting for Biden is something that the Republicans just can't bring themselves to do. You know, GDP growth and inflation getting under wraps, and you know, lowest unemployment in 50 years and damn near my lifetime. You know, terrible Joe Biden.
Dominic, we want to thank our guests on this fine show. They included Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University, and also Corey Hartman, keeping you updated. Be careful out there in northern Wisconsin. Unsettled weather. Keep it locked right here, all across Civic Media. And don't forget, we got Raised in the Wisco next with our pal Joel Clayfish. Oh no, Maggie Dawn first, then Joel, then Rick Smith. Once again, though, keep it locked, Civic Media. That's what the Patriots do. And Dom, thank you.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic.